Hello and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. Today, we're tackling a question I hear all the time from retirees. I have to take my required minimum distributions, but I don't actually need the money. What should I do with it? Well, if that's you, you're in the right place. We're going to cover four smart ways to put those RMD dollars to work so they're not just sitting in your checking account collecting dust. Hopefully by the end of this video, you'll know exactly how to keep those RMDs aligned with your goals, your taxes, and your family's future. Let's jump in. But before we get into the tactics, do you ever wonder, how exactly is my RMD calculated? And what is the RMD age for that matter? Well, the answer is, it's a moving target. Required minimum distributions existed but weren't enforced until 1986. Man, was that a good year. I was six, rocking a flat top, short shorts, and tube socks from Sears. The RMD age was 70 and a half. 70 and a half. That makes sense. The RMD age remained unchanged until 2019, when the SECURE Act moved the RMD age from 70 and a half to 72. And then in 2023, SECURE Act 2.0 bumped the RMD age again to 73. Now we already know that in the future, the RMD age is going up again. The RMD age will rise to 75. This means that anyone born between 1960 and 1964 will begin their RMDs at age 73. Those born in 1965 or later will enjoy the new 75 RMD age. Now, how do you know what your RMD is? Well, it's based on a somewhat simple formula. To figure your RMD, take the value of your IRA at the end of the previous year, so we're in 2025. You need to know the value of your IRA on December 31st of 2024. And then you divide that value by your distribution period or life expectancy. These can be found in tables at the IRS. Let's take an example. Let's assume a 75-year-old has an IRA worth $500,000 at the end of last year. He would divide $500,000 by his distribution period, which is in this case 24.6. The result is $20,325.20, which is almost exactly 4% of his account. But here's the problem. Many retirees have other income sources, pensions, Social Security, brokerage accounts, and they don't need these withdrawals to live on. But you can't just skip them. The penalty for missing an RMD used to be 50% of the amount you didn't take. Now it's 25% or 10% if corrected quickly, but it's still painful. And the good news? Even if you don't need the RMDs for living expenses, you can put it to work strategically. Here are four options to consider. But before we get to that, real quick, can I ask you to give this video a like? Hit that thumbs up button. And even better, hit the share button and send this to a friend dealing with RMDs. We want to get good information out to more people, and we really appreciate your help. Okay, option one for what to do with your RMD if you don't need it. Reinvest it in a low-cost ETF. Here's why it works. You take your RMD, pay the taxes since it's ordinary income, and then reinvest the remaining amount into a taxable brokerage account. Low-cost ETFs or exchange-traded funds offer diversification, low fees, and potential growth. Perfect for long-term compounding even in retirement. And this focuses on tax efficiency. ETFs generally are more tax-friendly than mutual funds. And you get to stay diversified. Remember the Dave Ramsey recommendations: growth, growth in income, aggressive growth, and international. But here are the potential pitfalls. Remember, future gains and dividends in a taxable account could be taxable. And keep your risk tolerance in mind. Throw in some income-producing vehicles if you're feeling crazy, or I guess less crazy for that matter. Option two, transfer your RMD directly to a charity using something called a Qualified Charitable Distribution, or QCD. A QCD lets you send up to $100,000 per year directly from your IRA to a qualified charity. It counts toward your RMD, but it's not included in your taxable income. Benefits? This lowers your adjusted gross income, which can reduce your Medicare premiums and lower the tax on your Social Security benefits. And you can support causes you care about without the tax bite. Here's an example. If your RMD is $25,000 and you send $10,000 directly to a charity through a QCD, you only have to take $15,000 into your income for that year. Now, your QCD must go directly from your IRA custodian to the charity, and this is only available from IRAs, not from 401ks, unless rolled over to an IRA first. Option three, contribute to a 529 plan for the grandkids. Here's why it works. After paying taxes on your RMD, you can use the money to contribute to a 529 plan, a tax-advantaged savings account for education. Earnings grow tax-free, and withdrawals are tax-free if used for qualified education expenses. Here are the benefits. This helps your grandkids avoid student loan debt. You get to see your gift at work during your lifetime. And some states even offer tax deductions for contributions. Here's an example. You take a $15,000 post-tax RMD and split it between two grandkids' 529 accounts over 10 years. With 6% growth, each could have a sizable chunk for college. Here's a tip. You can super fund a 529. Gift tax rules allow for up to 5 years worth of 529 contributions in 1 year without gift tax. Currently up to $95,000 per beneficiary in 2025. And if your grandkids are young, consider staying aggressively allocated in their 529s. Option four, and this is a little out of the box, purchase life insurance. Here's why it works. Use after-tax RMD money to fund a life insurance policy, creating a tax-free legacy for your heirs. This is particularly effective if you want to replace the taxes heirs will owe on inherited retirement accounts. The benefits? Your death benefit is generally income tax-free, and it can be used to fund trusts, charitable bequests, or equalize inheritance among your heirs. Here's an example. A healthy 73-year-old could use annual RMD money to pay premiums on a permanent policy that leaves $500,000 to children or charity. Here's a tip. Work with a licensed insurance professional to match the policy type to your goals. And consider a second-to-die policy for married couples to maximize your payout. Required minimum distributions are unavoidable, but they don't have to be wasted. Whether you invest in a low-cost ETF, give tax efficiently to charity, help fund your grandkids' education, or create a lasting legacy through life insurance, the key is to align your RMD strategy with your long-term goals. If you're unsure which of these strategies makes most sense for you, talk to a qualified financial planner who understands both the tax rules and your personal vision for your wealth. Well, if you found this video helpful, please hit that like button. Subscribe to our channel to make sure you get our latest content. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.